Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Josh.
That sounded very radio-ish.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. This is Scott.
Yeah. We're so glad to be back with you this week. Had a great time at church on Sunday.
Yeah.
Good worship service. Good singing.
Yes, good singing.
Good sermon.
I wrote a little article on singing last Friday. You probably
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you didn't even read my article. My Words of Grace last week.
I thought you said you read an article.
I wrote one.
Yes, I did read your article.
Okay.
Yes.
It's okay if you didn't. You don't have to read all the Words
You're
of Grace.
You're revisiting the different aspects of worship, corporate
That's right.
worship.
Of our Sunday gatherings and our church life. So yes, anyway, I wrote one on singing. Probably didn't have a lot to do with the singing on Sunday, but it was wonderful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sing with each other.
I do love, I know this is not what we're talking about today, but man, I love being at a church where you can hear people sing. Mm-hmm. And definitely could do that this week.
Yeah.
It was great.
Well, yes, and we also hit cold. It was cold Sunday morning, mm-hmm. and it's going to be cold this week, and it might snow this week.
So. Yeah.
Everybody listening to this, make sure you double check the website as we move toward the holiday. Of course, you'll know. I don't even have to remind you. If it snows like they say it's going to snow, there won't be any reminding.
You got snowpocalypse coming.
That's right. But we'll see. It's Nashville.
And we'll pray about it. We're continuing to talk about prayer.
That's right. We'll pray about the snow.
Yeah.
It's a good question. Should you pray that the Lord would send snow days?
Well, don't ask my kids that. Unless it's an affirmative yes.
We joke about that, but I always feel a little weird about that kind of thing because I'm like, I'm praying that the Lord would move weather, like would orchestrate weather for me.
I think
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll bet the teachers would appreciate it too.
Yeah, okay.
Teachers a day off. They're built in. They just get wasted if they don't use them. So I think pray for it. Hey, it's better than like doing like the snow ritual, right? Have you ever seen the kids go do the like they'll do like the snow dance? Like the teachers are like, "All right, we're gonna do the snow dance
to get snow coming in."
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't seem right either.
It feels a little pagan to me.
Yeah, it does.
I'd rather be like, "Kids, we're going to pray and ask the Lord to give us snow."
He would be the Christian approach to that. Okay? We are grateful for whatever our sovereign God brings our way by way of snow or no snow.
I can see my kids' eyes just rolling at that right now.
All right, well, let's do this one today on prayer.
We're continuing on prayer.
On prayer.
And this is our third week, and we did get this is the what we're going to talk about today is from someone who listened and sent in a question.
Yes.
So here's kind of the gist of what's going on. When I was younger, and I think specifically when I was like I was a senior in high school. I was thinking about where I was going to go to college. It's mm-hmm. like just this big decision, mm-hmm. you know. And if you think about like where you go to college or what you do after high school, like it's a big decision in that like it really does mark a lot of the rest of your life. The friends that you make, mm-hmm. the, like potentially the person that you wind up marrying or something, mm-hmm. you know, like, there's all these big career and all this mm-hmm. stuff. And so I think that at that time there was a fear in my own mind, and I feel like I've talked to other people that this was similar, that I'm going to like choose the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I would have said it this way, but it feels kind of like I've messed up God's will for my life, and now I've like checked out of the line for God's will, and mm-hmm. I've moved into my own will, and now I'm like kind of living a
Your
cursed life
over.
Or something.
Your life is over.
So I had this misconception, and I was fearful about it.
Yeah.
And maybe there are other decisions like that, but that's probably the big one. And then somewhere along the way, somebody gave me some kind of wisdom that sounded like this: was God is sovereign. You're not going to mess up his will.
Mm-hmm.
So just pick something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which to some degree I found really helpful.
Yeah.
But we're talking about prayer.
Yeah. That's right.
So specifically, what would you say, Scott, is the role of prayer with decision making?
Okay.
Yeah. So think about me as like high school student going into college. What is the point of me praying when I'm trying to make a decision, when it's about a decision?
Well, there's a general answer, and then we can talk about some specific things. Mm-hmm. I think the general answer is you pray because you believe God's involved in your life.
Yeah.
If you're a Christian, you have a Heavenly Father, and Jesus very much affirms that God the Father is involved in the lives of His children.
Mm.
He provides, the Holy Spirit convicts, He gives good gifts, He guides. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, Proverbs 3, classic passage on this. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Turn away from evil. So that's a passage where a person of faith in Christ is trusting God, and they believe that that God is also going to guide them.
Yeah.
That's the general answer. That the role of prayer in these kinds of things is, this is the way we talk to our Heavenly Father about our lives.
Yeah.
Our lives are made up mostly of decisions. Now, again, you can get weird and start asking decisions about whether you should, you know, I don't know, I'm making up something, being silly here, but, you know, whether you should have pizza or a hamburger.
I mean, right.
Okay. Moving on from that, though, we do believe God works in our lives in these times, and our lives are full of decisions. And so that's the general answer.
Yeah.
Because we believe God cares, and
sure,
he's involved, and mm-hmm, we want to acknowledge that and acknowledge him.
Okay.
More specifically now, I would say, let's pray and ask God to show us really what's right and wrong. You know, if we don't think about it, then we could kind of be walking down a path that's just a wrong path and not even realize this is not a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So we're praying for discernment by testing, mm-hmm, by obedience, by practice. We're learning how to discern good from evil. That seems to me like that's a great opportunity for prayer.
Yeah.
You know, Lord, I need you to help me do this.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm making decisions about how I'm going to approach things, it's not like necessarily a this or that as much as I need guidance on how I'm going to approach a situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decision as well.
Right.
And I need to pray about my motive. All right, I'm going to go into this meeting. What is my motive? Is my motive to get my way, protect myself, or glorify God and serve someone else?
Yeah.
Prayer is my place of praying through that.
Mm-hmm.
That helps me then become a better decision maker. I think you said something, maybe you want to take off on this. You said something as we were starting this, that when you check your motives, you can see more clearly.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about, you know, we both are kind of at the beginning of the year reading through the Bible, mm-hmm, and but we do a daily psalm. So today's the 19th and we're, mm-hmm, recording this. So we read Psalm 19. And in there, it says something about keeping us back from hidden faults.
Yeah.
Declare me innocent of hidden faults. Keep,
yeah,
me back from presumptuous sins. So, like, there's this idea there that my motivations and, like, might not be totally known to me.
Mm-hmm.
It might be that when I'm trying to make a decision, I have kind of a confirmation bias. I kind of want one thing,
yeah,
maybe for sinful motives. And entering into prayer is in some way asking God to search me and know my, mm-hmm, heart. And bring to the, that's Psalm 139, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And see if there's any way in me that's not in,
yeah,
accordance with your word. And that would help me see more clearly and know whether I'm leaning more towards one direction out of something that's seeking to glorify myself or give,
yeah,
me what I want rather than what God might want for my life. So yeah, it helps me see better to make a decision.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, what we're doing is we're just confirming how we started, and that is we pray in decision-making because we do believe that being a child of God is an interactive relationship.
Right.
Different than some of our human-to-human relationships, like you and I are talking now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, we believe it's interactive,
yeah,
in the Spirit and through the Word. So
I think, just one more, mm-hmm, thing, yeah, on that is, I think one thing that's different about the decision-making part than other elements of prayer that we talked about is a lot of time when we're praying, we're asking God to do something,
mm-hmm,
and we're... It's not sitting passively. We've already talked about that in a previous,
yeah,
podcast, but it is sort of passive in that we're asking God to do something and then he's going to do it. He's going to provide something. He's going to give something. He's going to do something in the life of some other person. Whereas this one is like, we pray for God to do something, but at the end of the day, there's a thing that we have to do. God's not going to check the box for us on this. He's,
yeah,
not going to make the down payment. He's not going to do whatever it is. We have to actually do it. And so I think that's maybe why this is a little bit different than,
yes,
some of the other ways that we might be praying.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Carrying on. What is the role of prayer in decision making? Another one might be we're praying for wisdom to discern what is best, what is most, what is the highest way,
mm,
of bringing glory to God.
Yep.
and serving other people. Mm-hmm. So you might have options, but you just needing wisdom. Again, it's sort of an interactive thing there. Another thing would be, Lord, help me discern potential outcomes. Mm-hmm. Now, we can't control the outcomes of everything, obviously.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to be obedient to what we're called to do, and realizing that we're not going to be able to control the outcomes, we'll leave that to God. But doesn't the Lord give us, as rational creatures created in His image, the ability to think 2, 3, 4 steps ahead? Mm-hmm. Even though we can't control it, we can think about it, right?
Right.
So we would want to pray in decision-making that we would think clearly about what are the ramifications, consequences, outcomes,
yeah,
that this might be. And is this, again, the most God-glorifying thing, the greatest end that we're pursuing? Mm. So to kind of recap there, I'd say, what's the role of prayer in decision-making? To know what's right and wrong. 2, to discern motives so we can really see clearly. And maybe 3 would be to determine the best course of action to bring glory to God. Mm-hmm. And then maybe 4 would be to ask God for wisdom to give us the ability to see potential outcomes.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. That's all great. Okay, so the big question at the end of the day would be, what if I have 2 seemingly equally viable options? Then what do I do? You know, I've all the things, I've made my pros and cons list, I've checked my motives and everything, and it's really just like, sounds like it's kind of just up to me.
Yeah. Well, I think what's behind the question, and I did read the question that the listener sent in, that our member here at Grace sent in. I think what's behind the question is, that seems a bit like I'm left on my own, and I don't get to experience the intimacy and the fellowship with God in prayer about a decision, because it's just like, well, there are 2 equally good decisions, just make one. Well, yeah, but don't I want to talk to the Lord about this? Mm-hmm. And can't I?
Yeah.
And the answer is, I think the answer is yes. Even though you may have 2 equally valid options, or 3 or whatever, I still think you can pray about it. Why? Because He's our Heavenly Father. Because, yeah, He interacts with us. Because as Proverbs 3 said, we do want to, as His children, to acknowledge Him in all of our ways, to call out to Him, to trust that He can, even if there are 2 equally valid options, He still may know things that we can't see, and He can still work circumstantially to open and close doors. Mm-hmm. You know, He's still orchestrating the events of our lives. He's still working all things together for good.
Yeah.
And so I think it is perfectly, not only acceptable, but important to pray and ask for the Lord's leadership, even when it looks from our perspective like we could go either way and it would be fine with the Lord. Mm-hmm. He's still our Father, and we still trust that He, in ways that we can't see, I don't want to say behind the scenes, I want to say out in front, He's working in ways that we just have to, that we can trust Him in.
Yeah.
So in those ways, we're saying, Lord, it looks like I can go either way, but You know more than I know, so open and close doors, create situations and opportunities. I'm going to go in a direction and trust You. Thank You that I can trust You.
Yeah.
That's fellowship with the Lord, mm-hmm, in prayer. Yeah.
That's great. Well, hopefully that's helpful to you all out there. You know, we all have decisions to make.
Yeah.
And we want to be interacting with the Lord about it.
Yeah. How many more weeks do we have on prayer? A couple more. Today's the 19th, so we've got maybe 2 more?
I think 1 more.
1 more? Yeah. Okay. So if you have a question,
uh-huh,
about prayer, send it in and we'll try to talk about it.
Yeah, gccstaff@gccnashville.org.
Great.
Great. We'll see you next time.